From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. When it comes to Pakistan, the Bush administration has a new message. No options are off the table. That means the U.S. will not rule out using military force inside Pakistan to fight al-Qaeda. Administration officials say they still support Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf, and that sending in U.S. ground troops would be a last resort. But as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, the new message does appear to reflect new thinking in Washington about dealing with a difficult but crucial ally.
With the situation inside Pakistan looking less stable by the day, and with a new U.S. intelligence estimate saying that al-Qaeda has rebuilt a safe haven there, the Bush administration is facing a dilemma. Should the U.S. risk stepped-up intelligence or military action against al-Qaeda, which might further destabilize Pakistan, or should it risk inaction, which could result in another attack on U.S. soil? White House advisor Francis Townsend was asked yesterday on Fox News, why isn't the U.S. sending in special operations forces, pilotless drones, quote, everything we can to take out al-Qaeda's safe haven?
Well, just because we don't speak about things publicly doesn't mean we're not doing many of the things you're talking about.
Townsend wouldn't get into details, but both U.S. and Pakistani officials confirm privately that U.S. intelligence teams are operating inside Pakistan, as are unmanned Predator planes. As to whether the U.S. might go further and contemplate actual military force, Townsend delivered the administration's new message.
The president's been clear. Job number one is to protect the American people, and there are no options that are off the table.
There's a range of U.S. options on the table, starting with more drone aircraft and satellite surveillance. Then there's inserting more covert teams inside Pakistan, on up through targeted airstrikes from U.S. planes. At the riskiest, least likely end of the spectrum would be a full-scale ground invasion. Daniel Markey, a former State Department expert on Pakistan, says inserting thousands of U.S. troops might well fail, would almost certainly weaken Musharraf, and would turn Pakistanis against the U.S.
So when I hear critics saying, you know, the time has come for us to go in, us being the United States, to go in directly and fight this, I think, well, do we want to own Pakistan as another problem? Do we want to have, say, 165 million Pakistanis see us as the enemy? Because that's exactly what we'll have.
Indeed, the tough talk from Washington has already drawn a sour response. Pakistan's foreign minister, Khurshid Mahmood Kasuri, went on CNN to complain about the new tone coming from the Bush administration. And today at the White House, spokesman Tony Snow tried to walk things back a bit.
I think there has been this notion afoot, or at least an attempt or an inclination, somehow we're going to invade Pakistan. We always maintain the option of striking actionable targets, but we also realize that Pakistan is a sovereign government and a very important player in the war on terror.
An important player, certainly. But can Pakistan root out al-Qaeda without significant U.S. engagement on the ground? The last time the Pakistani army went head-to-head with militants in its tribal areas, hundreds of soldiers were killed. It's a legitimate question to ask whether Pakistani forces would fare better this time around without U.S. help in the form of airstrikes or even ground troops. Lisa Curtis has tracked Pakistan from positions at the CIA, the State Department, and Capitol Hill. She argues Pakistan is better prepared this time.
So long as Musharraf takes the initiative, I think he will have his senior military commanders behind him, particularly after this Red Mosque situation. So I think we'll see more energy and more will to the operations and more support from the Pakistani public.
A senior administration official involved in the discussions, but not authorized to talk about them publicly, also points to the showdown at Islamabad's Red Mosque earlier this month as cause for optimism. The official says the episode left Pakistan's military extremely likely to be motivated. As to the looming larger battle against al-Qaeda, the official adds, we will see very shortly whether Pakistan can do it. We seek to support their efforts, but if they don't have the ability, we don't rule anything out. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.